These then are introductions to lessons 181 through 200. Listen. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitment strong and your scattered goals blend into one intent. You're not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experience that makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way that the Course in Miracles sets forth. Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings, but the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. And so we start our journey beyond words by concentrating first on what impedes your progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but you cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past all defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come. I'm working on it.
Set the night wind to the little lamb.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you see what I see?
It can be but my gratitude
way up in the sky
that I earn. My feeling about you.
See what I see. See what I see.
Thank you. I've been gone, you know. How long have you been gone? What difference does it make? My entire teaching. This is the time I remember. I want to say thank you for letting me teach the miracle of the manner in which I've been thinking of myself. And finally, there's a new technique that I'm implying in my thought association that actually doesn't have anything to do with the world at all. What it has to do with is my momentary entrance here. Okay, in this idea, Jesus is standing here with me. Thank you, kids. They're all around you.
Listen to what
apron. That's the light. That's the light. It's offered to me in this lesson that I have decided to practice in my mind. Listen, there's got to be something else. See, all I'm really offering you from any approach that you want is that the consciousness that you hold about yourself, you ready? It's not who you are. The consciousness you hold about yourself is not going to be who you are, even though you're determined that somewhere within the faculty of yourself, who you think you are at this time will appear to be who you think you are. And if that's true, you're going to end up, and now you're going to tell me about my 80-year-old body form. And I'm going to perform, with your permission, a miracle just for a moment. There's some Christian healers out there that are suddenly causing spontaneous remissions of ideas of the cellular relationship with their body. And everybody is saying with Jesus, wow, look at that guy. He was sick and now he's healed. Yet you continue to examine within your mind the manner in which the miracle of the healing was accomplished, even though Jesus has told you, when we use the tachyon field of light energy, that healing, in fact, is coming from the light energy through the mind of Jesus and or your mind in your discovery as a disciple that you're going to practice with Jesus the idea of this lesson in a voice that you heard speaking to you, offering you this solution within your voice. Yes, I will be seeing you. And yes, I was gone. And yes, I have returned in an increase in frequency that has taken all the time. And now we're talking about, let's use 40,000 years. The idea that within your mind, you have a consciousness, we use the term split mind, that it's possible for you to be separate from yourself in the idea of yourself are what have caused the idea of the parallel universe. And I have it here somewhere. There it is. The parallel universe of the reflection of light that justifies your idea that I'm going to get old and sick and die, very simply because I see out there, let's use the term enemy, okay, crucifixion, a guy I am afraid of. Obviously, it's why you reject Jesus. Jesus says, look, and I've had this experience, and now I'm going back a lot of years with me, when I was determined to justify my need to conduct war. Okay, this was, for me, the year 1946. Now, for the year 1846, my concern is not actually, and this is 2006, okay, but the ideas of that memory are present with me now in my determination that in the miracle of my mind, I am healed and perfect as I was created. Now, you have all setups of ideas of what's going on out in the world. I looked at your television this morning. It's finally pitiful. The idea that you would let yourself be told by this world, and this is how you practice the idea of crucifixion, that the mind of Jesus, and I'm going to use him because it's time for you to stop teaching crucifixion and teach very simply that he is risen from the grave. It's time for you to look at the idea that I know that the scripture says to you from a voice out of time that it's time for you to leave this sequence of time. That it's time for you to leave this idea that the place you're in has any reality. That's what I'm going to read to you right now. I'm going to read to you this whole idea. This is the second part of the idea that you decided there must be something else. Listen with me. Listen. Oh, that was lovely. That was lovely. Thank you for that light. Are you healed? Okay. Remember the word, say to me, idea. You remember this. All of this is in your mind. The ideas you are having through Jesus are very simply the recognition of yourself in relationship to what you want to see. Listen with me. It can be but my gratitude that I'm earning. Now, this is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside force pitted against your own. You make attempts at kindness and forgiveness, yet you turn them to attack again unless you find external gratitude in lavish things. Your gifts must be received with honor, lest they be withdrawn. And so you think God's gifts are loans at best, and at worst, deceptions, which would cheat you of defenses to ensure that when he strikes, it will not fail to kill. How ridiculous. How easily are God and guilt confused by those who know not what their thoughts can do. Listen, you deny your strength, and weakness must become salvation to you. See yourself as bound, and bars become your home. Nor will you leave the present house or claim your strength until guilt and salvation are not seen as one, and freedom and salvation are perceived as joined, with strength beside them to be sought and claimed and found and fully recognized by you. The world must thank you when you offer it release from your illusions. Yet your thanks belong to you as well, for its release can only mirror yours. Listen, can only mirror your idea of yourself. And your gratitude is all your gifts require, that they be a lasting offering of a thankful heart, released from hell forever. Is it this you would undo by taking back your gifts because they were not honored? It is you who honor them and give them fitting thanks, for it is you who have received them. Listen with me. This is important. It does not matter if another thinks your gifts are unworthy. In his mind, there is a part that joins with yours in thanking you. It doesn't matter if your gifts seem lost and ineffectual. They are received where they are given. In your gratitude are they accepted universally and thankfully acknowledged by the heart of God himself. And would you take them back when he has gratefully accepted them for you? Listen with me. The idea of the thankfulness that I'm feeling in regard to you, even though somehow, perhaps, I have failed to recognize how you feel about yourself. Here's the crucial element with Jesus in the forgiveness of the enemy that's out there. There's no way that you can forgive the idea of the enemy out there. You have to look within yourself, and you have to accept a moment in time where the devastation reaches a pitch within your mind, where the idea that the gratitude that you're feeling becomes a whole part of you, and it makes forgiveness a lot easier to accomplish. And this is why this 80-year-old guy is formulating for you. Come on, I'm going to show you something. Would you like to see the idea of the manner in which I rejuvenate myself? These are the Christian healers. I saw a Christian healer on television yesterday, in fact, in front of over 100,000 people. And suddenly, there were people jumping up and saying, I'm whole and I'm healed. And everybody else is looking at him and saying, wow, I wish that were me. Are you ready? It is you. See, the salvation of the world depends initially on you changing your mind about what you want to see in the formulation of yourself, in the reflection of light that you're getting from me. I remember when I did a lesson, and here it is. What does that say?
The stem cell challenge.
The stem cell challenge. In the science of your mind, you love the idea that I use cellular relationships within my body form to reproduce on a continuing basis alterations to cellular ideas that I previously split up within my mind, rather than using the embryotic idea that the single cell, this is all directly from Jesus, that the single cell of the recognition of God in myself will pertain to the idea that here, right now in front of you, here we are, is a new cellular relationship that you can let be real. I might just as well perform it. I might just as well show you. Now, is the world suddenly going to put me on national television and tell me? No. Shall I tell you why? The miracle of the alteration of yourself with yourself produces a different frame of reference that is no longer in the crowdedness of the darkness of the light that previously represented what you thought about yourself, because what you think about yourself is not who you are. This isn't hard. It does take a little practice, but you remember this. You're practicing within your mind through Jesus the whole idea of how this works and the idea that Jesus is praying with you. Listen with me. Here's the totality of an acknowledgement that I'm doing it to myself. Listen with me. The secret of salvation is but this, that you're doing this unto yourself. No matter what the form of the attack, this still is true. Whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker still is this the truth. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain and suffering you feel, this is still true. For you would not react at all to figures in a dream that you knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may, they could have no effect on you unless you fail to recognize it is your dream and this is the message that you're offered. This single lesson learned will set you free from suffering, whatever form it takes. The Holy Spirit will repeat this one inclusive lesson of deliverance until it has been learned, regardless of the form of suffering that brings you pain. Whatever hurt you bring to Him, He will make answer with this very simple truth. For this one answer takes away the cause of every form of sorrow and of pain. And the form affects His answer not at all. For He would teach you but the single cause of all of them, no matter what their form. And you will understand that miracles reflect this very simple statement. I have done this thing, and it is this that I would undo. I have done this thing, and it's this that I would undo with you. This is a lesson that we're learning today from Jesus. Listen.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
This is why I don't get old and sick. Now, you say to me, well, master teacher of the miracle of A Course in Miracles, I wish I could use the method that you're using. You can't. Here's why.
Is my plea.
soon. And I want you to see that when I journey out into the universe, I'll come back. The whole teaching of the return of Jesus, admitted by you, is that he's coming back. And I'm teaching it's time. It's time for you. There we are. Was that a healing? Yeah. No, you try to tell the world about it, and the world goes, wow, what did you use to do that? Here we go now, listen. Walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus. Sure. I'm well. Now, perhaps you're seeing me as this 80-year-old body form. You listen with me. I've seen a lot of guys that are 30 and 40 that are determined to stay within their own body formulation. I want you to be free. And the way you can be free is by recognition that it's all in the mindfulness of you, that the whole universe that's out there is not actually connected to the idea of the body form at all. You're free in the idea that the power of a new idea has entered into your mind, a new idea about this lesson. Listen. God blesses every gift you give to him, and every gift is given him because it can be given only to yourself. Could you hear that? And what belongs to God must be his own. Yet you will never realize his gifts are sure, eternal, and changeless, and limitless, forever giving out, extending love, and adding to your never-ending joy while you forgive but to attack again. Withdraw the gifts you give, and you will think that what is given you has been withdrawn. But learn to let forgiveness take away the sins you think you see outside yourself, and you can never think the gifts of God are lent but for a little while before he snatches them away again in what you call death, for death will have no meaning for you then. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave you in the whole glory of the idea that the new representation of the joy of healing that just occurred with you are in your mind, but you got to be this with me. Never mind the world that's out there. Never mind the world that's out there from Jesus. Come on, this is the whole scripture. This is being done especially that you see within your own mindfulness that the light that entered into the intense fear of loneliness and death that occurred within my mind and that occurred with you, okay, were nothing but a collapse from out in the universe, and now I'm looking out at the stars, of a dark moment of time that you immediately recovered from. What I'm going to teach in this final 27 minutes through Jesus is the power of light that's inherent in the reflection that I'm getting from you, in the idea that the offering is not unique, and that more and more associations of light of healing are recognizing their individual power. But you remember this, the world out there is not going to acknowledge you. The world out there is not going to acknowledge the power of your mind to change your mind about what you want to see. Do you have that with me? There isn't any world out there. The minimum that you've learned from me through the appearance of Jesus as he walked around. Remember Sermon on the Mount? Do any of you actually do the idea of Christianity? How necessary it is to forgive all those around you to, listen, give it away. that in the process of giving to the idea of a temporal association of your mind, what you do is increase the frequency of the joy that you get in receiving the power of the light that I'm sharing with you. I'll be right back. That I'm sharing with you in the new idea of the brightness of you. That I'm sharing with you right now and right here in this time and in this place, in this time and in this place.
You.
Everybody thinks that there must be something about myself that allows this to be accomplished within my mind. So say, by determining that I couldn't accomplish it, it was done by the grace of God through the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. Of light that you're getting? Can you see what's happening? That all around you in the reflection of the light that has been dimmed by the focus of the idea of yourself in a regeneration of your body, you suddenly begin to recognize this old character that you call a body is using his mind. But here's the secret to salvation. The healing is not accomplished by the disease itself. The healing is accomplished by the certainty that everything is already perfect, and that all of your determination to represent yourself with the need to get old and sick and to die are nothing but your determination to ignore the fundamental teaching that the causation of all this is only in your own mind. This is from Jesus. All right, the idea that Jesus is praying with you in the message that we just gave you are the simple admission that you know perfectly well that the scripture of Jesus teaches you that what you bind on earth, and I'm going to read it to you simply because I feel like it. You don't like it. You like to believe that since you're in hell, somebody has caused your problem. You like to believe that the enemy out there that's attacking you is responsible for what's happening. Jesus says, that's not true. Jesus says to you, you're going to get the result of your own mind. And while you like the result of your own mind when it's joyous and happy, when you don't have anyone to blame for all the things that are going on in this world, there's a moment of terror. Say to me, I die. Oh yeah. Your decision to die, to attempt to close down the light, will not be successful. The manner in which you are taught to resurrect the body, which you are performing right now, is to simply let the light change in you. Listen, this is real simple. Listen to this. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Look, if I accept that I am a prisoner within a body, in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my Father prisoner with me. And this do I believe, when I maintain the laws the world obeys, must I obey. The frailties and the sin which I perceive are real and cannot be escaped. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself, and I am lost to all reality. For truth is free, and what is bound is not a part of truth. You look with me. You have heard it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you that you resist not evil, and that if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, the reason that that is true from Jesus, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. Sanctify them through the truth of the idea that there is a place in you that knows perfectly well you were successful at this, and that I have persuaded you to come back into this sequence, to be with me here, with Jesus. It's easier than you think
that we share
to be well.
As we
the gratitude that I felt in these last 2 hours are being expressed by a light that has come into my mind.
He speaks and the sound of his voice.
There. I could feel that light in you. Was that you? He picked on you. Do you understand that Jesus has chosen you? I know you think that you chose Jesus. That's not true. The whole scripture. Jesus says, it's time for you to say, I've had enough of this.
And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his one.
There's a whole universe of light waiting for you out there. And it comes from here. We take all of the old past, don't we? Instead of projecting it into the future, we let that center.
None has ever known. None has ever
Lesson 198, injury is impossible. And yet illusions make illusion. If you can condemn, you can be injured. For you have believed that you can injure, and the right you have established for yourself can be now used against you till you lay it down as valueless, unwanted, and unreal. Then does illusion cease to have effects, and those it seemed to have will be undone. Then are you free, for freedom is your gift, and you can now receive the gift that you gave. Listen. Condemn, and you're made a prisoner. Forgive, and you are free. Such is the law that rules your perception of yourself. It is not a law that knowledge understands, for freedom is a part of knowledge. To condemn is thus impossible in truth. What seems to be its influence and its effects have not actually occurred at all. Yet must we deal with them a while as if they had. Because illusion makes illusion, except one, and that's my forgiveness. Because in my forgiveness is illusion that is answer to all the rest. Forgiveness sweeps all other dreams away, and though it is itself a dream, it breeds no other. And all illusions save this one must multiply 1,000-fold, but this is where illusions end. Forgiveness is the end of dreams, because it is a dream of awakening. It is not itself the truth, yet does it point to where the truth must be and give directions for the certainty of God Himself. It is a dream in which the Son of God awakens to His self and to His Father, knowing they are one. Now listen with me. Forgiveness is the only road that leads out of disaster, past all suffering, and finally, away from death itself. How could there be another way when this one is the plan of God Himself? And why would you oppose it? Why are you quarreling with it? Seek to find 1,000 ways in which it must be wrong, 1,000 other possibilities. Listen, is it not wiser to be glad you hold the answer to your problems in your hand? Is it not more intelligent to thank the one who gives salvation and accept his gift with gratitude? And is it not a kindness to yourself to hear his voice and learn the simple lessons that he would teach instead of trying to dismiss his words and substitute your own in place of his? I'm back with you for just a moment because I'm feeling the joy that you're expressing. And the idea that you're being healed in the circumstances that you've decided to accept responsibility for yourself. And it comes with the certainty, you listening, that you are responsible. The simplest way to perform the act of forgiveness is simply allow yourself to be entirely guilty of the act that you're performing. Here's the problem that you have, and I'm going to read it to you. You like the idea that you are guilty of all the terrible things that are happening out there, but the idea of the entirety of the impossibility that there is not eternal love and eternal happiness out there of what have caused you momentarily to come back into the haunts of the idea of space and time and use them to demonstrate, yes, I know, but the fact of the matter is, there is suffering here, there is loneliness, and there is death. And now you're teaching about Jesus, and you're teaching about the crucifixion, and you're teaching about the idea of the nails that are in his palm, and you're teaching about the idea of him being up on the cross. You listen? Where's the resurrection? Where's this new story that we're going to be presenting to you in our Course in Miracles about a simple demonstration that coming to you from out of this framework of time was a voice that instructed you through the voice of Jesus about the certainty that the immediacy of a better reflection of light was yours if you decided to use it. And all of this was spoken from a voice that obviously wasn't here. Yet you don't like to accept the fundamental idea that the voice that's speaking to you is actually in your mind. Listen with me. Listen. His words will work. His words will save. His words contain all hope, all blessing, and all joy that ever can be found upon this earth. His words are born in God and come to you with heaven's love upon them. And those who hear his words have heard the song of heaven. For these are the words in which all merge as one at last. And as this one will fade away, the word of God will come to take its place. For it will be remembered then, and it will be loved. You listen with me. This world has many seeming separate haunts where mercy has no meaning. And attack appears as justified, yet all are one. A place where death is offered to God's Son and to his Father. You may think they have accepted. But if you look again upon the place where you beheld their blood, you will perceive a miracle instead. How foolish to believe that they could die. Listen, how foolish to believe you can attack. How mad to think that you could be condemned and that the Holy Son of God can die. Listen, the stillness of yourself remains unmoved and untouched by thoughts like these. And unaware of any condemnation which would need forgiveness. Dreams of any kind are strange and alien to the truth. And what but truth could have a thought letting freedom come to make its home with you? The truth bestows these words upon your mind that you may find the key to light. Here it is. Only my condemnation injures me. Only my own forgiveness sets me free. I'm glad you're hearing this with me now. The time has come within your own mind where you are making application of a new bright light that is appearing in front of us. And when we came back into this sequence of this last idea, you have decided with Jesus that while you may still feel like you have to condemn somebody, the admission that you're only going to crucify yourself become an important and real factor if, in fact, there is a way out of this association of death that you can perform. If, in fact, there is a way, and we're going to do it now, aren't we? We're going to do it right now. And the idea of the love that I'm feeling for you, and the recognition that the love that I'm feeling for you is what we are together. And what we are together is what I'm feeling for you. When I fall in love, lesson. The idea of God forgiving me may be important, but certainly the idea that he's going to hold a grievance against me and all the pain in this world is not true. You have decided in these lessons of the miracle from out of time that you want to be the time when you recognize the power of your mind to leave this little containment of time. Now, is there silence all around the world? Now is there stillness where before there was a frantic rush of thoughts that made no sense? Now is there tranquil light across the face of earth made quiet in a dreamless sleep? And now the word of God alone remains upon it. Only that can be perceived an instant longer. Then are symbols done. And everything you ever thought you made completely vanished from the mind that God forever knows to be his only son. In this vision of the sun, so brief that not an instant stands between this single sight and timelessness itself, you see the vision of yourself, and then you disappear forever into God. I want to say particularly thank you for the beauty that I'm feeling in the representation of your acceptance of a mission that we have together, in the certainty that in the resurrection of Jesus, he's finally going to say to you, you're not a body. And that while I may appear to be this factor of the light of a sequence of time, and we use the term 40,000 years within my mind, all that could possibly have happened is we came here. We were here for a moment, and we left. And that's how I know in this new reflection of light, of the resurrection, of the return of Jesus, who immediately represents himself as a whole part of what I am in the demonstration that we find in lesson 199, that I'm not actually a body at all. And the idea that I'm not a body, at least in the perspective of my mind, let me look at the idea that that was an alternative, and that it's going on all the time. And if I hold on to momentarily memories of fear and loss, they're still gone. This world, despite all of your attempts to justify it within your own mind, was over a very long time ago. You came here, you were here, and you left. I am present in your memory, reminding you from Jesus that it is true that the physical body that's standing next to you in the demonstration of your own determination have been successful in the lessons. Remember, we started with lesson 181, and we went through the 180s and then the 190s, and we finally reached within our own mind the certainty that this course in the miracles of our mind have trained our mind sufficiently to be happy with the new result that I'm feeling about you in the love that demonstrates the mission that we have been successful at performing. Because I'm not a body. I am free. and I am, as God created.